The Pentagon has recently been forced to admit it doesn't know where $6.6 billion scheduled for Iraq have gone. The money was supposed to be part of a massive reconstruction program after the war. Well, to talk more about this missing money, I'm joined by Michael O'Brien. He's a former Bush administration official and author of the book America's Failure in Iraq. Well, as I say, you worked for President Bush. Some would say that these missing billions sum up the chaotic approach of that administration to everything that went on in Iraq, from the war to the reconstruction. I suppose, judging by the title of your book, you agree with that, don't you?
Well, actually, I definitely do. And this is not new information. In at the end of my book, in the conclusion, I talked about, I cited an article written by White House correspondent Helen Thomas about the $9 billion, and the article was written in 2005, $9 billion at the time. I don't know if that's the same, if this is from that $9 billion or not. It may very well be, but this was a congressional hearing. Representative Waxman was looking into it, and the fact of the matter is that the accountability of cold, hard U.S. cash was essentially non-existent for many years after the war.
Just remind us how that money was distributed. I'm reading reports of large sacks being put in cargo planes and then delivered by trucks. All cash. I mean, it's very, very difficult to keep tabs on that. Is that right?
That is absolutely right. When I was in Iraq from 2006 to July of 06 to September of 07, I talked to people that had been there earlier when this stuff was going on, and pallets, you know, these pallets that are used by, you know, with forklifts and all, pallets with American cash, American currency, was stored in the basement of the Republican Palace, Saddam's main building, headquarters building, basically the seat of the Iraqi government. They say it was in vaults. Well, they don't say that the doors of the vaults were wide open. I knew people that had walked past these pallets full of American money, and anybody could have just walked in, grabbed a stack of $100 bills, and walked away, and nothing would have happened. Nobody would have gotten caught.
That sort of petty theft,
though. There's a story that I was told.
Carry on. Yeah, carry on.
Well, there was no accountability. I heard of a story of an American Army captain whose job it was to keep tabs on this, and she would go by every day just to look at if the pile of money had dwindled in height any. Now, granted, you're right. Yes,
okay.
It's a very valid comment. That's petty cash. But
pilfering on a small basis compared to the sum we're talking about. Where do you think the majority of that money went? There's talk of U.S. contractors and, of course, Iraqi officials. What do you make of it?
Well, I think, you know, that the example I use is petty theft, but you add that up and that petty theft, you know, it doesn't take, you know, people get greedy. Now, on a larger scale, it's very hard to say. I will say one thing, though. I do, while I have the time, I do want to make a point. All of this stuff was going on while David Petraeus was the commander of the Multinational Security Transition Command Iraq, or MINSTICI, in 04 and 05. And this is the same period of time that 190,000 AK-47s and 9mm pistols purchased by the U.S. government for the Iraqi Army and National Police disappeared. I also want to say that I have a personal friend, I won't mention his name, who was a very senior U.S.-American finance and budget official during this period of time, and he told me that when David Petraeus was there, there was no accountability at all for American money, and that David Petraeus continued to spend Iraqi money 6 months after the CPA, the Coalition Provisional Authority, had been shut down in June of 04.
Just finally.
And all this money was really...
Yeah, sorry, we are running time, because just finally, you mentioned a very interesting point, because we are almost out of time, Iraqi money. And many of the Iraqi officials are now saying that they want to go to court and to reclaim that money, because they say that money came from Iraqi oil sales, from seized Iraqi assets. Do you think that they do have a case, and do you think they would ever see this money back?
What they ought to do is absolutely go to court. It is their money. It was in U.S. banks that was withheld from Iraq during the Food for Oil program. And if it was my money, I'd go to court to get it. Of course, we'll probably have to borrow the money from China to give it to them.